Looking for your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Did you know that Fanny is actually what British people call the lady privates?
This is Chad, a man who clearly just read a how-to on a pickup artist subreddit titled How to Talk to a Woman Who is Wearing Headphones.
One fateful night, a voice came out of Meter. It was the President of the United States, John F. Kennedy.
Yes, the gentleman over there.
Sir, when are we going to send a man to the moon?
Whenever Mr. Goldwater wants to go, I will pick him up.
Zach Taylor is officially the 10th coach for your Cincinnati Bengals. That was one of the things from Doc in his morning line today, I believe it was, where he said the best thing about Zach Taylor is he's not Marvin Lewis.
Yeah.
On the way, samples today from Bubble, Mobituaries, and Pardon the Punctuation. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe even help you find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here email blast at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us at Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. Now, with special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Wiser Advisors, Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and writing, research, and curation support from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. When people say it isn't good to live in a bubble, they usually mean it metaphorically. But the people at Maximum Fun mean it literally. They invite you to Fairhaven, a literal bubble of corporate utopia set amid the wild, monster-infested brush. In Maximum Fun's first ever scripted comedy series, Bubble, you'll hear a tale that's both contemporary and otherworldly, as a small band of monster hunters struggles to make ends meet and find love in a nightmarish version of a gig economy. Fairhaven, a parody adjacent of Portland, has everything a person could want, minus the skyrocketing rent and the inescapable amount of yuppies. Part allegory, part commentary, part ass-kicking, this star-studded sci-fi-infused comedy ticks all the pop culture boxes. Check out this clip from the opening episode of Bubble titled Hunters. Here we meet Morgan, the monster-hunting main character of the show, and learn a little bit about the world of Fairhaven.
In a public park at the crack of dawn, Morgan Kay is out for her daily run. She's wearing a tattered t-shirt, hideous Dayglo fanny pack, and a look that says, hey, maybe don't try and talk to me while I'm jogging, okay? She pops in earbuds and begins to run across her picturesque urban paradise underneath a beautiful blue sky. Guys with huge lumberjack beards and women dressed like 80s breakdancers all brunch and vape and walk shelter dogs and have two loud conversations. Like this.
This new cleanse is super bomb. I can eat anything I want to between 1:40 and 1:55 a.m. The rest of the day, I just inhale a series of steams.
I'm just so much more present since I deleted Twitter and Facebook from my phone. It's giving me more time to just exist, you know?
You guys, documentaries. I cannot get enough freaking documentaries right now. Have you seen the one about food?
Activated charcoal is actually, like, the best.
Morgan turns a corner and is flanked by another jogger.
Hey, nice fanny pack. Did you know that fanny is actually what British people call the lady privates?
This is Chad, a man who clearly just read a how-to on a pickup artist subreddit titled How to Talk to a Woman Who is Wearing Headphones. Going to wager a guess and say he's also super into Bitcoin, too.
Sorry, can't hear you. I have earbuds in.
Oh, we'll just take them out.
These actually don't come out. It's inconvenient, but the plus side is that I don't have to hear strangers' terrible vagina jokes.
Hey, wait up. I was just thinking it'd be fun to talk while we were jogging.
Before Chad can finish his sentence, a reptilian monster erupts out of nowhere and latches onto his face. It's about the size of a monkey and has long, bat-like wings.
Oh, this'll be fun.
From Maximum Fun, that was Bubble. Check out the hilarious stories of hipster utopia on Bubble, available in WVXU's Podcast Central Library. American humorist and TV personality Mo Rocca has always loved obituaries. And now he's channeling that love into his new show, Mobituaries. In it, Mo takes an irreverent but deeply researched dive into the history of people and things who have come and gone that have long intrigued him. From a little-known founding father to the first Chinese-American superstar to the Neanderthals, Mo can write a mobituary for nearly anything as long as it's dead. Hear the untold stories of unsung heroes as Mo leads you on a detail-ridden journey through the life and death of some of the most interesting people and things in the world. Let's try this sample on for size from the first episode of Mobituaries, which explores the life of the once-famous JFK impersonator Vaughn Meader. Though few recall him today, Meader experienced a brief but astounding level of fame as millions tuned into the radios across the country each week to hear him do his iconic impersonation. In this clip, Mo explores the man behind the impression.
Well, I was born in Waterville the night of the flood.
Abbott Vaughn Meader was born in 1936 in Waterville, Maine, and by all accounts had a harrowing childhood. His father drowned when he was one, and his young mother moved from Maine to Boston to work as a cocktail waitress. Meader had to shuttle between Maine and Massachusetts for much of his youth, spending some of that time in children's homes. He says he started entertaining people to avoid punishment when he got into trouble. Near the end of high school, his mother was institutionalized, and Meader ran away to the army. He ultimately was stationed in Germany, where he met the first of his four wives and played in a band. After his time in the service, he did a risque piano act around the New York City area and then moved on to Greenwich Village, where he honed a politically themed comedy routine. It was at this point that he dropped his first name, Abbott. He became Vaughn Meader. And then one fateful night, a voice came out of Meader. It was the President of the United States, John F. Kennedy.
Yes, the gentleman over there.
Sir, when are we going to send a man to the moon?
Whenever Mr. Goldwater wants to go.
Meader started to reserve the last 10 minutes of his routine for an impression of Kennedy's live television press conferences.
My name is Bob Booker. I've just been in the entertainment business all my life. And I've been very lucky, and I also forgot to turn off my phone.
No, that's fine. If it's a gig, pick it up.
I don't even know this person.
Back in the 1960s, Bob Booker was a disc jockey who, along with his partner Earl Dowd, wanted to capitalize on the fascination with the new president, as well as the popularity of comedy albums. These were the days of Stan Freberg, Shelley Berman, Nichols and May, and the great Bob Newhart, who had just won Album of the Year at the Grammys, a first for a comedy album. That classic bit with Newhart as President Lincoln's press agent still holds up.
Hi, Abe, sweetheart, how are you? How's Gettysburg? Sort of a drag, huh?
So we were looking for the next thing to do, like, you know, so we could have a meal the next day. We said, you know, Kennedy make a great album.
So what was your concept for this album?
You've got this giant star. He's a movie star. He's a political star. He's a world star, my God, and such a good-looking man with this beautiful wife, right? We said, if you take this character and the family and put them in everyday situations, that's funny.
This was the beginning of what would become the first family album. The only problem was they had no idea who could play the head of this first family. That is, until they turned on the TV the evening of July 3rd, 1962.
No, but he's from the new school and has served his apprenticeship in the little clubs that feature, you know, the topical comedians, the kids with the wry, offbeat comments on life today.
Does that voice sound familiar? It's Jim Backus, a.k.a. Mr. Magoo, a.k.a. Thurston Howell III from Gilligan's Island. He was hosting a summer replacement show called Talent Scouts on CBS.
And I know you're going to be delighted with the TV debut of Mr. Vaughn Meader.
Meader started off with his take on the news headlines of the day.
Here's one that might be a little more familiar to you. Congressman Reed Wright of Alabama was quoted as saying, "Literacy test ain't proven nothing."
Listen, I have no idea how funny or fresh his topical stuff actually was. There's that old quote from playwright George S. Kaufman, "Satire is what closes on Saturday night." But his impression of Kennedy was and is nothing short of sensational.
He's doing my act. He's doing my gestures. And he's using my lines. Do not ask what this country can do for you. That's one of my original lines.
When he did Kennedy, it was perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Bob Booker and Earl Dowd had found their man.
A sample of Mo Rocca's Mobituaries. Learn to appreciate the bygone years with the help of Mobituaries. Newly available on WVXU's Podcast Central. With FC Cincinnati entering the MLS and a new head football coach in town, there's a lot to keep up with in the Queen City sports scene. And if you want to stay up to date on the latest, check out Pardon the Punctuation, a Cincinnati sports podcast. You'll hear about all the current events from the Bengals to the Bearcats and the Reds, FC Cincinnati, and more. If it's played in Cincinnati, Pardon the Punctuation is going to talk about it. Hosted by two Cincy sports fanatics, Pardon the Punctuation is the perfect mix of fun and mostly unbiased facts. Here's a sample from the recent episode of Pardon the Punctuation titled, "Welcome Coach Eric, Zach Taylor." In the episode, the guys talk UC basketball, the Reds' offseason trades, the Super Bowl, and of course, the Bengals' new head coach.
Speaking of the LA Rams, let's move into our Cincinnati Bengals.
Can't lose.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's hear it, gentlemen. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's go play some football. Let's go.
There's not a single person in this room that's ever going to be the same.
I can't get enough of the Friday Night Light quotes this season.
I keep trying to go on YouTube to find more.
Yeah.
And, like, there's nothing clear out there. It's all...
like clear eyes?
It's... you just hit me with that.
Bazinga.
All right, sorry. There's nothing like audio clear out there that I'm trying to find.
All right.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
So with that said, Zach Taylor is officially the 10th coach for your Cincinnati Bengals. Are you excited about this guy? I know we kind of talked about it a little bit last week. It was still a hypothetical. He could have changed his mind. There was a lot of what ifs, but he's official on ink. What are your thoughts on Zach Taylor?
I'm excited.
Based upon?
I mean, just based upon where we have a new coach, first time since 2002.
So that was one of the things from Doc in his morning line today, I believe it was, where he said the best thing about Zach Taylor is.
He's not Marvin Lewis. Yeah. That's the best thing about the whole thing, I think. It's going to be a change. He said he's already watched all of Andy Dalton's tape from TCU.
Like, yeah. Do you know why? Because he was at Texas A&M and had to prep for Andy Dalton.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, does he still remember it, though? It's been a few years in the league.
I'm sure he doesn't necessarily remember it, but I don't know. I mean, he's at least watched plenty of tape on the guy.
That's true.
He kind of knows what his skill sets are.
That's true.
But do you remember tape that you watched 7 years ago?
Absolutely.
Probably not. I don't know if you know what you watched last week.
I did. I watched this Netflix show called Sloppy's World.
What?
Sloppy's World? Sloppy's World.
I don't even...
Dude, it's about this guy in...
Sounds wildly inappropriate.
No, it's okay. Trust me, it is. It's about this guy in Arizona. Yeah, Arizona. And he goes around and sells vintage 90s memorabilia. So, like, he's selling some, like, bootleg Gucci and Louis Vuitton and, like, apparently Champion jerseys are huge again.
Check it out
on Netflix.
I really love that your ADD is in full gear tonight, and I think it's going to make everything super interesting.
Especially now that I have this.
What, your soundboard?
Yes.
All right. So, some other things in place. We still, by all indications, are going to be getting Brian Callahan, Bill Callahan's son, as the quarterback coach to the Bengals. It's still the rumor. Coming from Oakland.
actually, I don't know. He's going to be the going from quarterback coach, I'm sorry, to the offensive coordinator. We know that Jack Del Rio is out, not apparently a good fit here in Cincinnati.
That's a good see a dude.
As defensive coordinator. Boomer Esiason has been lobbying publicly for John Fox, which I'm wildly intrigued with. But
Boomer?
Yeah.
Hates us. Okay.
Maybe he hated Marvin. Did you consider that?
Hot take.
Get out of here. Another name out there that I don't believe is signed with anybody, and nobody's talking about him, but Rex Ryan, he's still out there.
No.
If you're looking for a guy who knows how to run a defense, do you remember the defenses of Rex Ryan under like in Baltimore?
If I'm looking for a guy who knows a lot about feet, then yeah, we can pick up Rex Ryan.
He does know some things about feet.
And I'm not about that.
Some of the things that we know that are in place, though, because I'm not a big Dom Capers fan. I know that there's a lot of talk about him. Although I did hear some people speculating that if push comes to shove, I believe it was the Bengals Beat podcast talking about this. If push comes to shove, maybe we bring Marvin back as defensive coordinator. I don't want that.
Our local podcast, Pardon the Punctuation, your Cincinnati sports source. Check it out now on WVXU's Podcast Central. To the charts we go, our weekly look at what's hot on the Apple Podcast charts via iTunescharts.net. Well, three big new podcasts have taken over the top spot in the country over the past week. The first is from Wondery, the same network that produced both Dirty John and Dr. Death. It's called Over My Dead Body. It's about a broken marriage with a twist. The first season, titled Tally, follows the story of Dan Markle, a law professor, and Wendy Adelson, his ex-wife. Markle was found dead in 2014, and the podcast examines the repercussions of race, wealth, and privilege as it follows the murder case. The next new number one is Throughline. It's the newest addition to NPR's podcast roster, providing the history we sometimes forget, or didn't know in the first place, of the events and ideas dominating our national conversations. Throughline gives you the story and perspectives often missing from history textbooks to help you understand our world today. And our third number one is the funny one, the Ron Burgundy podcast. The man, the myth, the legend, he's back. And in his first episode, he takes on the hottest podcast topic around, true crime. This is Will Ferrell at his best, as Ron Burgundy, all wrapped up in podcast form and already number one on the Apple Podcast charts. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more information about podcasts we like, check out Podcast Central at WVXU.org. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@WVXU.org or call us at 513-294-8030, and we'll add your voice to ours. For now, I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.